Right, so we're nearly ready to go.
Choice Tunes, every here second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 2 p.m. with Alan Collier introducing a special guest each show where they reveal their selection of favourite tracks.
Get nervous?
Tune in to discover what music influenced their lives. Only on Yarra Valley FM.
No one's walked out yet.
The voice.
No one's walked out yet.
I like the sound of that.
Just this little theme, 30 seconds. This is all about the dreams, your island of dreams. All the songs are supposed to be a part of your dreams. Welcome to Choice Tunes, and you know what it's all about. We've got a special guest, we've got their music all lined up, and we're ready to go. And it's my pleasure to introduce one of the partners of Hutchinson Legal, Madeleine. Welcome, Madeleine.
Hello, Alan. Lovely to be here.
Great to have you along. And I believe you had a good Christmas, so that set you up good for the new year.
I had an extra week, so
except,
it was really
wonderful.
Except you
got COVID.
That's right. Right. Got it out of the way.
We'd like to know a bit about you, Madeleine. So whereabouts were you born?
Just in Melbourne. Yep. I'm a dye-in-the-wool Melbourne girl.
Right. And where were you brought up?
In Glen Iris, and I haven't moved far from there now. I live in Glen Waverley, so...
So it hasn't gone far at all?
No, no. So Glen Iris, and went to a Catholic convent for 12 years, Sacre Coeur.
Right, so we don't bother talking much about school because everybody went to school, and we know to be in the position that you are, you'd have to have gone to university, so we'll skip all that.
Oh.
What was your first job? Like, did you have a part-time job as you're working your way through... a uni and college or...?
Definitely. I think my first job was at a news agency in the city when I was 15, and I always had part-time jobs while I was at school, including in a biscuit factory and a Kevin Dennis car wash. And
did you?
I really had a lot of odd jobs that...
Which Kevin Dennis's yard?
I think it was in... We were in Kew at that point, so I started in Glen Iris, but... lived in Kew for a while. So in Baldwin somewhere.
Yeah, because he had a car yard, because my father bought a car from him on Whitehorse Road.
That's exactly where it was, yes.
So
and uni, I had better jobs than that.
Yeah. They weren't always in biscuits factories.
No, no.
All right, so when you left university, your part-time job's behind you. What was your first full-time job?
I did my articles at a firm in Caulfield, Boothby and Boothby, and then I went overseas. After I'd spent 2 years at Boothby's, I went to London and worked at a firm called Stafford Clark & Co. for 6 months, and travelled for 6 months, and then came back and was fortunate enough to get a really good job at Moole. They were Moole, Hamilton and Derham, and they were called Moole's when I joined, and they were taken over by Freehill, so I had a sort of ride to Freehills, but I decided I wasn't a Freehills person.
Did you? So you were saying, well, when you travelled overseas, did you backpack or,
yes,
or did you do a bit better than that?
No, I put a backpack on my back and took off with $4,000 Australian. And yeah.
Just by yourself?
Yes. I had some great adventures. I learnt to defend myself in alleyways and all sorts of things.
Did you? You're going down. We actually had another lady on a little while ago, and she did the same. At what age were you when you backpacked?
27.
Oh, she was 21. Gee, you must be game.
I wouldn't do it these days, and I wouldn't advocate my children doing it.
I was going to say that. What would you say if a 27-year-old daughter came to you and said, I'm going to backpack around Australia, backpack around the world?
Yeah, I wouldn't stop them, but wouldn't be as keen as... It's not as safe as it was in those days.
So
and
what did
even
your,
then I took risks.
So what did your parents say when you went and said, I'm off? Well, at 27, they can't say, well, don't, can they?
No, they knew I wanted to work in London, so I was lucky enough to get a job once I landed and then travelled a bit before starting. and travelled a bit afterwards as well. So the emphasis was on the working in London, not the travelling.
Not the travel to get there.
No, no. So,
all right, let's get started first on your music. You've picked out BJ Thomas and Mama. What significance, why did that make the cut?
Well, I've sort of gone in decades, and even though you say everyone went to school, my family situation was such that I had to go into boarding school at 7, and the next oldest child was 13, and the nuns took me under their wings, and I just that song just, it's a bit of a tribute to mothers and the care that I got it from the nuns.
Let's listen to it.
Who's the one who tied your shoe when you were young and knew just when to come and see what you had done, Mama? Oh, Mama. And who's the one who patched your eye and told you not to cry, 'cause he was too big for you to try, Mama? Mama. And who's the one you didn't need to plead to give her time to the little league? It was Mama.
Madeleine, out of all the different sorts of careers you could have chosen, you obviously to get to uni, you had to have some idea of where you wanted to be. So what made you decide you wanted to be involved with the law?
That's a very good question, and I wish I had an inspiring answer. But we were saying in the break how being in boarding school taught me to. There wasn't much else to do except study, so yep. I was very into studying and schoolwork and loved reading and got good marks all the way. So at the very end, we just had a list of occupations to choose from, medicine or law being at the top, and I knew I wasn't going to do medicine, so I ticked law. I'd love to have a more inspiring answer than that. But
What made you get involved with Hutchison Legal?
Well, that's a big jump forward. So after a lot of jobs in the city and being in commercial litigation, I then had children and just got a job at a local firm and did a very big wills case there. But when that finished, I was determined not to go back to the city. So I rang around and was lucky enough to cold call Hutchison Legal and And that's been one of the best things that's ever happened.
How long have you been with you? You don't have to crawl the boss, you might be listening.
8 years.
Eight years?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrific. Yeah. And you now mainly specialise in wills, don't you, yourself?
That's right. Wills and estates and elder care legal. We've got a branch of the Wills and Estates team which is devoted to elder care.
Yep.
And we do guardianship and administration and all matters relating to the elderly, residential care, contracts and so forth. So,
all right, the monkeys, daydream believer.
Yes.
How did that make it?
So back to about the second decade, I don't know why I put this in, but I had a crush on the monkeys and I wrote to them and I got a letter back.
Did you? A stereotype letter?
No, I think it was handwritten, although I haven't got it anymore, so I wish I could check.
You should still have it.
It was from Mickey DeLenz.
All right, let's listen to it.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. It rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razors grow and it stings.
Welcome back to Choice Tunes on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. And I have with me Madeleine, and we're talking a bit about her life and certainly the music that's had an influence on it. Madeleine, you said you were out of the workforce while you had children. So how long were you out of the workforce?
So I had 11 years at home. I was determined to stay at home with my children, which was just a wonderful time. And I had my own practice whilst I was at home, but I wasn't actually working for anybody, so it was good.
Did you find that over those 11 years, or did you find that some of the laws had altered in those 11 years and it took you a while to catch up? Or,
well, I had a full practising certificate, so I'd just do whatever work I wanted to take on for friends or, you know, people who'd referred.
You don't take friends on, they don't pay.
No, well... friends who'd referred clients to me or whatever, and I kept it on a low profile, but I did keep in touch with what was going on.
Oh, so you knew what was
going
on.
Yes.
All righto, Lou Reed and Take a Walk on the Wild Side. Why
this,
that one?
This reminds me, I spent 2 years in halls of residence at Monash, and that was after 12 years in a convent, that was a big eye-opener. It was all, you know...
Integrated.
Men and women's toilets, and we'd have guys and girls all on the same floor and whatever.
Yep. Could be a lot of fun, though.
It was. It was
a lot more fun than a convent.
It was great fun. So... what I remember is all the guys sitting in my room while I'd go off to lectures and I'd come back and they wouldn't have moved. But the song Take a Walk on a Wild Side was just, someone used to sing that the whole time walking around the corridors.
Did that? All right, let's listen to it.
Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. She was everybody's darling, but she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do. Once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Pump Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Is just speeding away. Thought she was Jane Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that fast. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, do 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 do. Do 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 do
Welcome back to Choice Tunes. I have with me Madeleine, who's one of the directors of Hutchison Legal. We're hearing a bit about her life and also, as we go, the music that's had an influence on her life. Now, Madeleine, we like to ask a real hard question. We like to put you on a real spot. So what was the first car you ever bought?
Oh, that's easy. So it was a Datsun 180B.
Yeah, one of those, yeah.
Mustard and black.
Yep. And was that, like, was that when you were 18 or?
It was shortly after, yes, to get to uni from Q.
Oh, that's so, right.
Which was why I ended up going into halls of residence, because it was so far.
Too far.
Yeah.
And, of course, quite a few of those little cars now worth quite a lot of money too.
Yes, I hear.
No, there's nothing cheap. Righto, Boss Gags and the Lido Shuffle.
So after 2 years in halls of residence, I then moved into a little flat in Balaclava with two male friends, one of whom had been at halls.
Were they also in the law?
No, one was economics and the other was, he was from Albury and went back to own car yards and things.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, there was lots of Supertramp being played, and I know Grant, It's a Living Thing was one of his songs, so I didn't choose that, and lots of Boz Scaggs, and we used to sit up all night playing backgammon. Backgammon. So there's a lot of late nights in there. Yeah.
All right, let's listen to it.
He left the shack, but that was all he missed, and he ain't coming back. Into a strong bar in a gin joint car, he made a stop just long enough to grab a handle off the top. Next stop, Chi-Town, Leo put the money down.
Madeleine, again, we like to ask the big questions and put guests on the spot. Now, you went to uni and you did law because that's what you wanted to do and you didn't want to be a doctor. But at the back of everyone's mind, if that hadn't worked out, there would be another job they'd like to have done. If you had your choice, forget about qualifications, forget about anything, what would be the job that you would have and where would it be? Would it be in Australia or would it be something else completely altogether different?
It would definitely be in Australia, and in Melbourne I don't seem to be able to move far. But yep. I would be a psychologist. Yep. I'm fascinated by psychology and people and what makes them tick and just generally reading them and
do you ever see a time in your life when you might do that, change from law to psychology?
Well, I'm really fortunate in that I can bring that into my job now, and that's what I do like about my job. I can try and help people from that point of view as well as the legal point of view, first and foremost legally, but also seeing their whole life, not just telling them what the law is.
Yeah.
But yes, when I'm old and doddery, that would be a good thing to go into.
Good to finish. All right, Randy Crawford, one day I'll fly away.
So after my stint in the flat with the boys, I then moved into a little flat on my own near where I was doing my articles in Caulfield.
Yep.
And for some reason, it's the only time I've lived on my own, and I sort of fancied this One Day I'll Fly Away song. It seemed
to resonate. So that was your first opportunity to be by yourself, was
yes,
it?
Yes, yes. And,
oh, right.
And this song reminds me very much of that time.
No worries, thanks.
I make it alone. We
So, Madeleine, we've learned a bit about your past, what's going on and up to the present. Cyndi Lauper and Time After Time, how did that make the group?
This is just a song I really liked when I was looking after the children and giving people second chances. It just seemed to play a lot when, if I was having a bad time, I'd just think, give people a second chance.
All right.
And yourself.
Yeah, true. To get this song in, so let's get this in so that we don't run out of time. Why did Pokemon and the Pokemon theme song, why is this in the cut and what's this mean to you?
Okay, well, I was telling you before that those 11 years that I had off work and looking after my children were definitely the standouts. Yep. And they were obsessed, is not too strong a word, with Pokemon. So we went to every film. We had little creatures all over the house. And this song they used to, the minute we got in the car, they'd sing at the top of their voices. And it went on for years and years, this obsession with Pokemon.
Have you got them listening in today?
Hopefully not.
Oh, you should have.
I want to be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, to train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching.
The next one is The Police and Every Breath You Take. Why is that in there?
Well, I read that it was supposed to be about stalking, but that's certainly not what I mean it to be. So while I was at home with the children, I sort of started to get religious, and this song reminds me that there's someone watching over us, and is that they're with us.
Right.
Thank you.
Madeline, it's been a real pleasure having you along. As we've tripped our way through your life, we've learned a bit about you, so that, and I know the listeners know about you because you come in occasionally with Grant. Grant tells me every time I misspell your name that you're not going to come for another 6 months, so it's just the way it's spelled. Madeline.
Thanks for having me, Alan.
No worries. It's been a real pleasure. Enjoyed having you. Leonard Cohen and Hallelujah. Why'd you pick that?
Well, just continuing on the religious theme, and I have developed quite a depth of spirituality in my later years, and also Leonard Cohen, I believe, is Jewish, and my father was Jewish, so I just really like this song.
Let's go with it.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing Hallelujah. I tried to touch, I've told the truth, I didn't come.